Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Today we're going to dive in and talk about two ways to create balance physically in your body. And please know that I could talk all day about several different ways to create balance in your body physically. And if you guys have followed along with my journey, I mean, my biggest message to my clients and to my audience is to create balance physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, and to have that balanced wellness inside of yourself through all those four parts of yourself. And the first one has to be physical. So starting with your physical. And I dive in my programs when I am coaching my clients, I dive into several ways to create balance within yourself physically. And we spend, you know, a couple different weeks diving into all the different aspects. But today I wanted to share two of them with you guys to really encourage you to focus on these two things. And that I didn't pick these two out of any specific importance. I think they're all important, and that's why I share all of them with my students when in the program. But these are just for time purposes. I'm like, okay, if I could pick two, which two am I going to pick? And so I picked to share with you guys nutrition and exercise. And I am sure that you guys could easily like click off of this podcast now and be like, yep, I've heard that before, right? Like you hear that all the time. But I feel like so often it's really, really hard for us to understand why it is so important to have that physical balance. And again, I could spend hours talking about this, and it's really a passion of mine to help encourage women and to guide them to create the balance in their life physically, and having that wellness aspect be a good balance. And of course, balance, right? Like we are never going to be perfect, right? There's no such thing, but the balance of it, right? You can't always have poor nutrition because then you're going to be lopsided, right? If you think of it like a seesaw, you know, you can't have poor nutrition all the time, and you can't have perfect nutrition all the time either. Just like, because A, that's just not existent. And B, it's because we live in the year 2023 and there's fast food on every little corner of every town and gas stations everywhere filled with prepackaged stuff that sometimes when we're flying or when we're traveling or we're at a kid's sporting events and we're hungry, like we can pack all the things, but sometimes we just have to resort to those convenience options, which we don't always love to do, but here we are, right? So that's why I love talking about the nutrition aspect. And then also the physical aspect of exercise. Like we were not created as humans on this earth and on this planet to sit. We weren't. Like we were created to move and to be we were created for movement. I'll just keep it simple. We weren't created to sit in front of a computer all day or to sit on a couch all day or to not move. We were not created to sit at a desk or to just sit. We were created to hunt for our food. We were created to forage for our food, right? We were created to build our shelters and all the things. I mean, just think back to your ancestors and think of 1,000 years ago. If you would have sat in a cave all day or sat under a tree all day, people would have been like, what the heck's he doing, right? Like we were created to get up and do. And I feel like so much of that is lost these days because of technology and devices and feeling like it's harder to move your body because it's so convenient to sit, right? And so let's dive in and talk about a little bit of this. And I'm going to try and make my topics and points short and sweet, but I know you guys know me and that can be really hard for me sometimes. So let's start first with nutrition. I am a huge believer in the 80-20 rule, meaning that 80% of the time you eat well, you eat healthy foods that are not processed, that aren't prepackaged, that are, you know, good and from the earth, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables and good proteins and things like that. 80% of the time. And then 20% of the time, which is about three meals a week, you're allowing yourself to have not really, whatever. I don't want to preach that. Don't look at it as, oh, well, this is my 20%. This is my one meal of the week that I can eat whatever. So I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to order 3 donuts and the largest coffee that they can have with all the sugar and the cream in it, right? And eat like 3,000 calories. Like, no, that's not it either. It's still being mindful of what choices that you're making and being okay with, oh, you know, I'm going to go to a baseball game and I'm going to have nachos and they're going to have cheese and sour cream on them. And that's going to be fine because this is my 20%. And so indulging, quote unquote, in a way that isn't excessive, but that teaches you how to eat well and be conscious of what you're eating. And that's so much of it is that we're not conscious of what we're eating. How often do you sit at lunch and you're scrolling your phone at the same time, right? If I would take your food away and I would have been like, oh, how was that last bite? You would have been like, oh, fine, I guess I'm full, right? You would have had no idea like how it tasted, how much, you know, salsa was on that chip, if it was too much or too little, right? You would have had no idea because you were either too engrossed in your phone in your email, in your social media, or you were so busy talking to the friend sitting next to you about how much you hate your coworker that you like don't even know what's happening with your meal, right? And so we're not conscious, we're not aware of what we're eating, and we have to slow down and we have to be conscious of what we're eating because it's going to help us be a better eater so that we know, okay, I ate tuna salad today on 2 pieces of bread and I scarfed it down, right? And fine, whatever. But maybe if you would slow down and notice like, gosh, halfway through, my stomach kind of hurt. But I didn't even notice that because I just kept eating. And maybe you did notice it for a millisecond, but you're like, oh yeah, because I'm hungry and I'm eating, right? And my food's digesting. So I encourage you guys to sit, slow down and be conscious, be intuitive eaters, because you will learn when you're being an intuitive eater in the 80% of the time, it helps you be a better eater in the 20% time, right? So I have learned for myself that I literally like cannot handle fried food almost hardly at all anymore. So I used to in my 20%, I would be like, yeah, like let's go out to dinner and go to Red Robin and I'll get a burger and fries, whatever, right? Because that's my 20%. Whatever, it's not that, you know, like I'm not gonna eat a basket of fries. I'm just gonna eat a burger. I might not even eat all of it. Whatever. And the old me would have ate it and scarfed it down and been like, oh my gosh, my stomach hurts, right? But then I would have just been like, well, yeah, because I ate a burger and fries and I'm not used to it. But now, like being an intuitive eater and practicing intuitive eating over the years, I now go to Red Robin and I won't order the fries because I'm like, I don't want my stomach to kill me because it's not worth it to me. So I'll still have the burger, maybe order it on a gluten-free bun, maybe not, maybe order it without cheese, maybe not. Like you got to listen to your body. It's going to be different for you. And then I'm ordering the veggies or the salad or the whatever instead of the fries because I know I'm going to die. Like not really, but you know, my stomach's going to kill me for like a whole next day. So to me, it's not worth it. To me, I'd rather reach over to my husband's plate and eat 2 or 3 of his French fries and just have a taste of them rather than eating a whole basket of them and being miserable. So listening to your body in that 80% will help you to, you know, if in that 20% to still be conscious and aware and change your eating habits because you might notice it's really not worth feeling that way when I eat 20%, overindulging to the point that my stomach's killing me, right? Like, I don't know about you, but I don't want my stomach to hurt 24/7. So if you suffer with any sort of stomach issues or acid reflux or heartburn or anything like that, pay attention to what you're eating. And I can guarantee you that there's something that you can scale back on. You might even have to eliminate it from your diet or eat it very seldomly to help eliminate, you know, the gas, the bloating, the diarrhea, the constipation, the acid reflux, the heartburn, right? So there's something that is your body telling you that, hey, I don't love this. Can you not eat this? Can you not put this inside of me, right? Rather than masking it by taking a Tums or taking an Alka-Seltzer or whatever, right? Like your body is saying, hey, stop. And you're not listening to it. And you're just feeding your body that same stuff again and again. And that's when all these issues, you know, snowball effect, if you will. So get good at being a conscious eater, intuitive eater, maybe even journal it down. Like if you do have a really bad stomach ache, or if you do have really bad acid reflux, heartburn, whatever, after a meal, write down what you ate and then write it down again the next time. And you might see a pattern. Maybe it's, oh gosh, I can't handle red sauce. Like I know that's something for me. I like over the years, I'm just like, gosh, I can't handle like red saucy things. It gives me like, I don't even know, like indigestion, I guess, really. And so not that red sauce is bad, but I just can't handle it. My body doesn't love it, right? And so this is teaching you that, you know, not that you, healthy things can also not agree with you, right? So some people can't do like peppers or, you know, onions or whatever it is. Some people can't do cheese or gluten. It just makes you aware of how to cut things out or cut them back, so that you're not miserable all the time. Because I don't know about you, I don't want to be miserable. I want to feel healthy and not bloated almost all the time. I like that feeling. And so to me, it's more worth it to feel healthy and to feel good than it is to indulge in that thing and feel like shit for like a day, right? To me, that's worth it. It might not be it to you. But whenever you're considering your 80-20 rule and like thinking of your lifestyle as 80-20, take a week and journal what you're eating, right? You might be eating out and eating very unhealthy things way more than what you're going to admit. So maybe you're like, oh yeah, I eat out, but I don't eat that bad. I make sure I get a salad and I make sure I get this, but maybe there's some calories in there or things that are happening that you're just like, ew, I didn't notice that every time I go out to eat, yeah, I get a salad, but then I order three things of dressing and I always get a Diet Coke. Dang it. Why do I always get a Diet Coke? Oh, because I eat out and that's like my cue, right? Like I eat out, I get a Diet Coke. So maybe you realize like, oh, I don't really drink that much soda because maybe you're not physically buying it at the store, like a case of it or a 12 pack of it, but you're drinking soda three times a week and you're like, oh, I didn't think I drink soda that much, right? It just makes you aware when you map out what you eat in a week, or even 2 weeks, maybe do it for 2 weeks, and you don't have to get like super nitty gritty, right? You don't have to like name every single thing. But just like, if you know you go out to eat to, you know, Steak and Shake and you got a burger and fries, just write like burger and fries, right? Steak and Shake, simple. And so I would just go to Google and print out like a blank calendar. You can get them really simple and just write it out for a week or two. And then go back and look at that and be like, wow, I eat cinnamon rolls three mornings a week. I eat donuts two mornings a week. I didn't really think, you know, if I would tell somebody, oh, I don't eat that many donuts. Like, but then you write it down and you go back and look like, crap, I eat Dunkin' Donuts once a week because I go buy it for my kids. And then I eat the leftovers again the next week, but I do that every week. So I'm eating like 12 donuts a month. Dang, right? I didn't realize that. Makes you aware. And it helps you to adjust the changes and or to adjust and make the changes when you can actually see it on a piece of paper. This is one of my favorite things to do with my clients, is having them do this. And it has you identify both. Some people are like, I didn't realize how much water I really do drink. Wow, yay. Give myself a pat on the back, right? Or gosh, I eat, you know, I think I eat good vegetables and I eat enough vegetables, and I really do. I eat like three vegetables a day. Okay, cool. Like I wasn't giving myself enough credit. I was thinking I only, you know, or whatever. Like it just makes you look at both sides of it, good and bad, and helps you evaluate the good and the bad. So that is what I highly recommend for you to do to help you create balance in your nutrition and your physical health and wellness with food is map it out for 2 weeks. Be real and honest with yourself. Don't write it down just because you don't want to admit that you ate it. Like, you be honest with yourself. Don't lie. don't cheat yourself. And if you need help evaluating it, this is one of my favorite things to do. So you can reach out and ask for help. But then based off of that, you can adjust your 80-20. So you can say, okay, so I really eat out 4 or 5 times a week, and I don't really eat amazing when I eat out those 4 or 5 times, or maybe I'm ordering alcohol all those times and maybe I don't really realize it. And then I also eat out, you know, 2 mornings a week for breakfast and two lunches a week. Gosh, I'm eating out, you know, we got 21 meals in a week if you're eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. And holy bananas, I didn't realize I'm eating out 15 times a week, you know, and I'm really only eating at home 6 times a week. Wow. Dang, that's crazy. I didn't realize that, right? So it helps you to kind of identify and rearrange your schedule so that you can have that balance in your nutrition, and so that you can truly live that 80-20, because yes, we do need our fruits. We need our vegetables. We need our lean meats. We need to eat at home. We need to cut out the processed foods and all the junk And when you eat out, go out to eat, plain and simple, no matter how healthy it is or not, there's stuff in there that you really don't need that you wouldn't probably have if you ate at home. And then it's also important to have that 20%, right? I know I'm going to a baseball game tonight, and I'm not really sure what we're going to eat for dinner, but at the game, I don't know what I'm going to feel like, but I know that it's okay if I have the nachos tonight. It's okay if I choose to eat, I don't even know, a piece of pizza. I don't know, like whatever. I can't think of like what's all there, but I'm going to be okay with that self, myself eating that and staying in those parameters, because I know every day this week, I've already ate breakfast at home that's been very healthy. I've ate lunch at home that's been very healthy, like lots of fruits and vegetables and meats. And I've ate dinner at home every single night this week, and it's all been healthy. So I'm okay with having this be my 20% within a limit. You know, I can't, and I just know my stomach. I can't, used to, whenever I used to eat nachos, I would put like a packet of sour cream on it. And I love that, but it doesn't love me, and it's not worth it to me anymore, right? So I might just do like a couple dollops like here and there, but that I can't do like a whole packet anymore. It kills me. So anyway, that's how to create balance in your nutrition and your physical, is by writing out what you eat for like 2 weeks, going back and identifying it, and then mapping out your 80-20 every single week and sticking to it as much as you can. Of course, I'm a firm believer in life happens. Things happen. You should live it up. You should not, you know, not go out to eat with your girlfriends because on a random Tuesday night when they call, because you're like, oh crap, nope, I got to stick to 80% tonight. No, go eat out with your friends. Let it be your 20% and adjust it at a different time of the day of the week, right? Like adjust a different meal. So, okay, let's move on to physical balance being exercise. So kind of what I said earlier, you know, we weren't created to sit. We weren't created to be sedentary. We were created to move, like animals move, right? They hibernate, yes, at certain times of the year. Just like we stay inside more in the winter time, right? Like we are seasonal and cycle just like creatures, right? But we were not designed to sit. And so I really encourage you guys, if you sit a lot for work, if you're at a desk, if you just don't move a whole lot during the day, just be honest and real with yourself. Get some sort of a step tracker or something like that to move your body. And I think my biggest advice when it comes to creating more balance in your physical and meaning exercise is that we really have to stop thinking that we have to exercise in one big chunk of time. Like I have to dedicate a whole hour a day. Like it's really not true. Like if you can give yourself 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes when you get home from work and 10 minutes like after you guys eat dinner, that's amazing. That's 30 minutes. Like, yes, ideally it would be cool if it was like all lumped together, but if it can't be, like, so be it, right? So it's okay if you get up in the morning and you walk for 10 minutes or you run for 10 minutes or you lift weights for 10 minutes or do yoga for 10 minutes or whatever. And you do 10 minutes right after work when you get home before you start dinner, you just go for a 10-minute walk with the dog or with your kids or you ride your bike for 10 minutes with the kids, whatever. Like, be accepting of where you are, especially if you're starting the journey with your physical. But I challenge you guys, we should be moving our bodies every single day. Like every single day, without a doubt, we should be exercising and moving our body. So if you guys aren't, I challenge you every single day, just make it a game. I think it's fun. Like, what can I do today to move my body? Can I go for a bike ride? Can I go for a walk? Can I go for a run? Can I do yoga? Can I do Pilates? Can I just do some crunches on the floor? What can I do to move my body and get myself moving? A lot of my inspiration for this is coming from, I read a book a while back and I talked about it on one of my podcasts recently. I got to look at it. Hold on. Let me look up my Audible. I forget like the exact title and I don't want to butcher it, but it's Younger Next Year is the name of it. And it's Live Strong, Fit, Sexy, and Smart Until You're 80 and Beyond. It's with Chris and Henry are their names. It's like a yellow book. I read the second edition. But it is two doctors. I believe doctors. I know the one is a doctor. I feel like the other one was too. Anyway, they came together and wrote this book. And it was just talking about like all the risk of disease and so much that stems from us not moving our body and all the research that's backed behind, you know, if you move your body, how much, you know, better you feel and how much you're less at risk for heart attack and all these things. And it's crazy sauce bananas, like all the things that it talks about in this book. And it really, like, I exercise often. And it really, even whenever I read this book a while back, I'm just like, I have to move my body more. And I move my body a lot. But it now, like, I'll do yoga in the morning, like my 5:30 yoga class virtually. And that's great. And so for me, that should be, I should be happy with that. But in the afternoon, I'll be like, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a bike ride. So instead of just like sitting there and watching my kids play or playing baseball with my kids or whatever, or just hanging out, you know, I'll be like, hey, let's move. Let's go. Like, it's nice outside. Let's take advantage of this beautiful weather while it's here, right? So it's no big deal now for me to move my body 2 times a day. And I feel so good by it. And I can't even explain how much better I feel. I used to feel fine too. Like, I used to think that I had energy and I was all good, but now moving my body more and committing to that, like moving my body 6 days a week. I usually give myself 1 day a week where I'm like, oh gosh, it's just not going to happen. Whether, you know, we're at a baseball tournament or whatever, but I've even challenged myself to get creative there too. Like, okay, bring my tennis shoes. And in between games, if we have an hour and a half break between the next game, yeah, maybe my family needs to go eat lunch or dinner or whatever, but then coming back and walking for 10 or 15 minutes while they're warming up before they start their game, and not just sitting there and making small talk with all the 900 moms who I love, but I also need to get up and move my body, right? And even like at my daughter's dance competitions, like we'll be there literally, like some mornings I'm waking up at 4 or 5 o'clock a.m. and getting ready and driving. But then there's days that it's like, you know, instead of taking the elevator or walking a certain way, like I'll take the steps, like 3 or 4 flights. And so her one competition, I'll never forget, their dressing room was in the basement. And to get to like the auditorium entrance, it was like literally like 4 flights of stairs. And I think I climbed, it was like 26 flights of stairs that day. And like my steps and my like exercise ring was like way over like the normal. And I was like, okay, I feel good about that. Like my legs are a little bit sore, right? Like I felt amazing at that. But you know, I know it would be so easy to be like, oh my gosh, that's like hard. Like, let me just take the elevator. I could have done that all day long, but I chose not to. So just remembering, like, even when we're out and about, like, how can we add in steps? How can we move our body even when we're at events and doing things, right? So I just challenge you guys that if exercising consistently is not what you're doing currently, I hear you 100%. I know life is busy, but your health is important and your health matters. And you need to make your physical wellness, especially movement and exercise, a priority. It has to be. It has to be. And so start out with 10 minutes a day. Start out with 10 minutes a day, twice a day, whatever. But really make it a challenge for you to see if you can move your body 7 days a week, even if it's for 15 minutes. And just notice after doing that for a week, like how much better you feel, how much more energized you feel, how much happier you are. It's a pretty incredible feeling that you really can't put a price tag on. And so I know that there's so many women out there that tell me that they're like, I just don't have enough energy, or I feel crabby all the time, or I'm so overwhelmed, or I'm very stressed, or I feel bloated all the time. If you feel any of that, get up and move your body. I can promise you that after doing it for like a week or two, even if it's 10, 15 minutes a day, you're going to be like, wow, I don't feel so bloated. Wow, I have so much more energy. Wow, I don't feel so crabby. It literally is a game changer, I promise you. So anyway, I hope this helps you understand a little bit more how to create balance in your physical with your nutrition and movement and exercise. And I really hope that you guys take it seriously. And I hope that you guys can work on it for yourself and notice the positive changes that are going to happen in your body, because it's a really good feeling. And if you feel like you're like, well, I want to learn more this fall, just stay tuned, because this fall I do have my program. We'll launch again this fall. It is a full program where we dive in and create alignment in all four parts of self: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And we cover each one of those topics. You know, like 1 or 2 weeks we'll spend on each one. And we dive in and we create, we talk all about that. And I help you create alignment and create balance in all four parts of self so that you can feel confident and you can feel happy. And you can feel like the best version of yourself every single day. So it's totally worth it. All right, guys, I hope you guys have an amazing day. Talk to you soon. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.